It says, good morning, Trek, and I hope the awkward thing is some aspiring candidate been campaigning in wards which now fall in different constituencies.
After all the hard work.
Imagine. So imagine you've been aspiring for the Saka Central Member of Parliament, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been busy in Syriza ward. And for us, we're found there sometimes when my family's there. So you're comparing to us even. We've been hearing you. We've been there listening. Only for us to be moved to Roma constituency.
Godfrey Bader says, find out about your polling station and you will know which constituency you belong to.
All right. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for your messages, your calls, your feedback. Also via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live. The time is 8 hours. The main news at 8 is up next. And right after that, we continue with the Phoenix Breakfast. Our guest is Mumbayachi. He's already here. He's not dressed as dramatically as I thought he would.
Why would he dress dramatically?
You know Mumbayachi.
But I think he's changed.
He's changed?
Yes.
Okay, so what are you saying? What are you doing?
I think he rebranded.
He rebranded. Yeah. Oh, so he's no longer doing that.
Nah, so you wanted him to walk in and wear what?
It looks like you come in like, you know,
News time.
News up next with Wanzi Anji. That's it for Breakfast with Stanvik this morning.
That was Breakfast with Stanvik, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanvik.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Policy analyst urges sustainability as Mulungushi Textiles reopens. New Mao says strong implementation key to success of non-bailable strategic minerals theft law. And in global news, oil prices dip as fragile Israel-Lebanon truce announced. The Phoenix FM main news at 8 hours. My name is Wanzi Anji Mulwanda. Policy analyst Zondwayo Muduma has welcomed the reopening of Mulungushi Textiles by President Hakainde Hichilema, but emphasized the importance of ensuring sustainability in the company's operations, cautioning the past challenges should serve as lessons. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Duma says government and stakeholders must work together to avoid a relapse into inactivity, adding that maintaining production levels and competitiveness will determine the true success of the reopening. He said the resumption of operations at the once dormant textile firm signals renewed government commitment to job creation and economic diversification. Mr. Duma explained that restoring operations at Mulungushi Textiles could help strengthen value chains and improve incomes for households in the province.
The reopening of Mulungushi Textiles is a positive step for Zambia's economy, especially in efforts to revive local industry and employment creation. For a long time, the country has depended on the mining sector as a key driver for economic growth. But generally, we have seen the impact that has not translated significantly in terms of employment creation and poverty reduction, especially for the people at the grassroots. Henceforth, a more sustainable value chain such as that of cotton has a huge role in terms of meeting impact for the people at the grassroots.
But Patriotic Front Chiwangandu Member of Parliament, Stephen Kampiongo, has questioned the timing of the reopening, noting that it comes just months before the general elections, a move which could be perceived as politically motivated.
it still continues to be a political subject of political machination. Because why open it now? Just a few months before election. People want to go into politics to say, oh yeah, we have successfully done it now. So the politicking continues. So until we see it sustainable, then we'll see the difference. Because the same thing has been done before. Same statement being made. If it will be sustained beyond the grandstanding, then kudos will be given at that point.
Stakeholders have reacted to the creation of 70 new constituencies by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, with some raising concerns of how the constituencies have been distributed across the country. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba is of the view that the distribution appears uneven, raising questions about adherence to Article 59 of the Zambian Constitution, which emphasizes fair representation based on population. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sinkamba notes that constituencies in urban areas such as Lusaka and Kitwe have significantly larger populations, with some exceeding 150,000 and others nearing 300,000 people per constituency and needed to have more constituencies. He says this is in contrast to some newly created constituencies in other regions that reportedly have populations below 40,000, with some as low as 14,000.
Not in compliance with the constitution, especially on population equity. You find that the constituencies in urban areas like Lusaka and Kitwe on the Copper Belt and several others, they have a constituency over 150,000, some of them going up to about 300,000 people in one constituency. And those that have been delimited in various areas, especially in the strongholds for the ruling party, they are below 40,000. So how do you have one constituency with 40,000 people and another constituency with 300,000 people and they give them the same amount of 40 million kwacha?
Meanwhile, Caritas Chingola coordinator Eugene Mulenga observes that while equal distribution across provinces is important, there's also a need to consider population density. He says constituencies with larger populations require more resources, including increased allocations under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to effectively meet the growing demand for services and infrastructure.
Even as we speak of equal distribution in all the provinces, it is also imperative to look at those constituencies with a high density of population so that those constituencies with more people can receive more funds in terms of CDF as well as receiving the necessary development that we need to see. That is very important to, especially when looking at the electoral process, to ensure that most people are well represented. We have certain constituencies which are large in terms of size. We just need to delimited such constituencies based on the size of the area itself.
National Union of Mine Workers and Allied Workers New Mau President Saul Simujika says the success of the newly amended law, which makes theft of copper and gold a non-bailable offence, would depend on strong implementation resources. Mr. Simujika says while the amendment is a welcomed step, it must be supported by enhanced security resources, improved monitoring and close collaboration between mining companies, law enforcement agencies and surrounding communities. He has also called for urgent attention to internal weaknesses within mining operations that may be enabling the theft of minerals. Mr. Simujika has, however, welcomed the amendment to the Criminal Procedure Code, describing it as a progressive move towards protecting Zambia's strategic minerals and safeguarding jobs in the mining sector. He has told Phoenix News that copper theft has for a long time negatively affected production, increased operational costs, and undermined investor confidence. Parliament has passed the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, making a number of offences non-bailable, among them the stealing of strategic minerals such as copper, gold and diamonds.
As Rumau, we believe this measure must be supported by enhanced security systems, improved monitoring and strong collaboration between mining companies. Law enforcement agencies and the surrounding communities, we must also address internal weaknesses that may be enabling these thefts. As a country, we all have a responsibility to protect our mineral resources, which are key to Zambia's economic growth and development.
Matebo Royal Development Trust in Kalumbila District, Northwestern Province, has fined Makola Resources Limited 100,000 kwacha and ordered the company to halt operations failing to meet its corporate social responsibility obligations as agreed in a signed memorandum of understanding.